Kumlan Ablak Gemara, we're up to the Gemara Pesayin on the base, in the bottom we'll start from the Gemara. Talabon, we learned. Sheva Midash Alacho Yibamigdash, there were seven different measuring cups for liquids in the base of Migdash. Aravias a loig, there was a quarter of a loig, a chatzi loig, a half a loig, and a loig, a full loig, with a vias a hin, a quarter of a hin, which is three loigin, and a shlish is a hin, a third of a hin, which is four loigin, and the chatzi hin, a half hin, which is six loigin. Different animals require different amounts. And then you had a full hin as well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, hin. He says the same thing, but he goes the other way around. The Gemara is actually going to explain the machlekes between the two. Hin and chatzi hin, what I asked yesterday. Hin, the chatzi hin, or shlish hin, revias hin, the leg, the chatzi leg, revias leg. He says the same thing, but he starts from the top down. In other words, they're arguing in, according to the Meir, the shear that came from Moshe Messina started with a quarter of a league, and you worked your way up. And then according to Rabbi Yehuda, started from a hin and you worked your way down. Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo hayu sham hin." Why in the world would they even have a keli the size of a hin? What do they need it for? We know there are seven. It's me, Ovi, Tachtav, so who will I bring in this place? Elamida Yiseida, I'll have an extra measurement. Shaloigu machza haysa sham. There was a measure, a loig and a half. Now, what kind of carbon? Every single one of these measurements was necessary. The only one that was unnecessary was hin. So what requires a leg and a half? Is the chavisi kohen gadol. They started with three legin, but then in the morning they did half, which is a leg and a half, and the afternoon they did half. Shaboy yemoy lechavisi kohen gadol. Leg machzav boiker and leg machzav bein abayim. Omru loig, they said to him, chatzi loig hoise shom. They said to him, why did they need a special keli leg and a half? Since they had a keli called a half a loig, do it three times and you'll have. In other words, you bring three loig into the base of Migdash and then take the measuring cup, which is a half a loig, do it three times and you'll have your chavisi kohen in the morning of one and a half loigin. The efshel l'shaya b'chatzi loig. What do we need a one and a half loigin for?
You can do that with all the other ones.
Oh, Omru lehem, so he said, you do the same thing. So he said, "Chatzi loig lo yaseh levias hoyse sham." So why have any shear? Just you have a quarter of a loig. Just do it four times. You'll have a loig. You do it twice. You'll have a chatzi loig. V'efshav l'shay b'levias navos hazeh haklal hoy migdash keli shemeshamish midazoi ein meshamish midacheres. Each one had a dedicated. Each measuring, each size had a dedicated cup. So therefore, just like you have for your thing, for me, one and a half is also good enough. And they hold that since you brought three loig into the base of Migdash, and that was the shear that you had to bring, then you have to split it. You don't need a dedicated cup for that, because the dedicated cup was for the three loig, and you had that. And Tejas says also, this is the only thing we needed for, so I wasn't going to say. He says, we're invited. So what exactly is machlek to Rabbi Yehuda? One guy where Rabbi counts upwards from the Vias and Rabbi Yehuda counts downwards from Hin. So what's the machlek is? Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda counts upwards from the Vias Hin. Rabbi counts downward. What's the difference? I'm Rabbi Yechina. I said Rabbi Yechina. You know the difference is regarding Berutzi Hamidus. When you fill up a keli to the top, there's always a little bit in the rim area as well. And they argue whether the berutzi midas, that little extra, does that become kodesh in this keli or not? Ike benayu. Lemandom of a matl miley, start from the bottom of a berutzi hamitz in the skachu. If you start from a quarter of ears and you work your way up, so a quarter of ears has in it berutzi hamidas. Because you start from the bottom and then you take that and you pour it into a bigger cup. Then if you pour it a smaller one and a bigger one, then everything in the small one will fit into the bigger one, including the part that's a little bit above that's sitting there in the rim area, which is the Berutzi Hamidus. That means it became Kodesh. With Avias Yovel, Rachmana LaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the share of Avias, and then he worked his way up. And therefore he gave a share there that also includes the Berutzi, because he worked his way up. But if you work your way down, each keli gets smaller. There is no room for Beirutzin. Kesava Beirutzin midelan is kachu. That this section, this part of the thing, that was not about kodesh. The hin yoyv leirachman lemoishe. Moishe was given a hin. V'amaleisha b'ho de konafki Beirutzin. And he was told shah de konafki Beirutzin. And therefore he was given a shear that excluded the Beirutzin. That's the machlekes between the two. Comes along Abaye, says, the Kuliyama Birutzi Midas Amendment is Kachim and Leskacha. I don't know whether Birutzi Midas included or not included. You can argue this way, you can argue that way. But here, they're arguing a little bit different. V'hocha. V'malayin Kamiflegi, when it's full. It should be exactly full or not. You go from a, you start from the bigger keli, you work your way down. Kasav malayim shalo yechser shalo yoser. Should be exact. In other words, the one who holds you take from a smaller cup, you put into bigger cups. You can have. Yeah, it has to be minimum full. That's for sure. But if it's a little bit more than full, doesn't matter. Unfortunately, I have a hard time understanding what's a bayi saying different than berutzah midas. I mean, this malayim that's, you know, a bit more than full, that's what we call berutzah midas. And yet the bayi says that, you know, I don't care what you say about berutzah midas. Here we're talking about, so according to the one who says you work your way down, the cup has to be exact. Has to be mitzumtzum, not less and not more. The other one holds you have to be exact. It can be a little bit more as well.
Interesting, the Yerashik Saviat says that this refers to wine, the Belusim referred to wine,
and
not necessarily to oil.
Yeah, interesting, yeah, we're talking about oil here, yeah. Interesting, yeah, I didn't even notice. Why Takzash say Yain? Okay. Then we're right. You said before, Rabbi Shimon says, Lohay Shamhin, Shape. Rabbi Shimon says that there was no such thing as a hin. Nuluchay Shape, Kamal Rabbi Shimon. He's right. What was the point of having a measuring cup the size of a hin when there was nothing, no activity in the base of Migdash that required a hin? But Rabbanan, have a hin, and once they needed a hin. The Ovid Moshe L'Shem L'Mishcha, the very first time Moshe Rabbeinu made the oil, he needed a hin. The it says, V'Shem Mezai is hin. It says that there was a Shem Azayis of a hin. So therefore, the very first time when they anointed all the kalim, he took oil in a hin. So that's when, so since then, it happened. For the Gemara, Gemara explained, Marsov, keeping the deudas, lahavatari, chavshir. So since in the future, they never needed it, it's only a one-off thing, the ignis, they hid that kalim, they never use it again. Keep the have it. Once it was, it was. You know, nothing ever gets disappeared. Once it was, it was. Abba Ma'i said, "Viz miyovi tachta." And Abshima says, "Now that I removed, I deleted the hin. So what am I replacing with? Allah gina machta, because you need seven. Who said you need seven? Lesagid lemayil. It's not good enough. He has to replace it with something else. Why not replace something else? So the Gemara Kedama Ravina says, Ravina says." Gamli, we learned they smiches with tzibur. There were two kabana tzibur that required smiche, like a pad helm dovish a tzibur and so on. Then the smiche hochanami gemidi, just like there, it's halach l'moshim sinai. Here too, gemidi halach l'moshim sinai. The sheva midah shalach chayi b'migdash. That there were seven different kalim of lach in the base of migdash, and therefore, if he deletes one, he has to replace it with something else. Now, Blazer Tzadik says that there was only one keli, but seven markings. Shnos says hoye behin, that there were marks in the keli. The less lay sheva midas, and he doesn't hold. What about the seven kelim? One answer is less lay taka doesn't hold of it. Or he boys aima my sheva midas. He holds that the halach machine was not there were seven cups, there were seven sizes, but all could be within the same measuring cup. Okay, now what did they use these different sizes for? Let me continue. The V is Mahoye Mishamesh. It's interesting. The Mishnah follows up. Yehuda starts from the bottom and works his way up. Or the V is, what was the purpose? When did they use a quarter of a loig? A number of cases. The V is Mayim. They used the Limitsaida. A Matsaida needed water, and you sprinkle the blood of the bird. You put it in a keli of water. How much water was there? It was a quarter of a loig. Or the V is Shemen Linazir. We also need a quarter of oil for a Nazir, for his carbon, for the bread of a Nazir. The bread of a Nazir, the Nazir also had bread. He needed a quarter of a lake for his bread. Pretty dry, yeah. Chatzilog. So what did they use a half a lake for? Chatzilog, Mahoy Mishamish. Chatzilog is Mayim Lasaita. A half a lake was water for a Saita. They took a half a leg of water from the kir. You know, made a drink of that. So they took a half a leg. Where else did you have a half a leg? A half a leg, oil for taito. So these measuring cups were not just for oil, they were for anything. And they used a half a leg of oil for taito. So another used a quarter of a leg. And by taito, they used a half a leg. And what was the share of a leg? A leg is for all minchas when they mixed in with the flour, they had to use a leg. And then, afil a mincha shal samach yisarin, even a mincha up to 60 yisarin, we learned before that the greatest pot can only contain 60 Yisrainis, so that you can mix anything more than that they couldn't mix, even though you don't have to mix what Abzeda says called Bila. You know, it's not, as long as you can, it doesn't matter. Nois and Los Hamach Loig, you place in this 60 Loig. Rabbi Leze, so in other words, for every Yisrain, you have a half a Loig. For every son you put, and Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, I feel the mincha. I'm sorry, ain't like good. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says no. For a mincha, you only have one leg. I don't care how much flour. The Tanakhama says every yisodin requires one leg of oil. So if you have a pot of 60 strainers, you need 60 leg in the oil. But according to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, you only need one leg. L'chayda, 60 legin is a lot. So according to Blesman Yaakov, a pot, if according to Tanakhama, a pot can have 60 Yisrainis, which means also l'chayda 60 legin of oil to mix into it. That's a much bigger pot. Or, according to Blesman Yaakov, you can actually have pots of more than 60 Yisrainis because you don't have all that oil, very little oil. Shneimer, it says in Pasuk, if you're very poor and you bring a mincha as a substitute, it says the mincha, it says you should bring Yisar Bolo Bashem the mincha, the loy shemen. It says vil loy shemen. Sounds like the loy shemen is for mincha, regardless of the size. Shisha lepar, that's six loygin for a bull. Vabol ayil, you know, the bull has a half a hin, and a bull ayil a third of a hin. This is four loygin, and shleisha lekeves, and a sheep is three loygin, a quarter. And you need 3.5 leugin for a menorah, because each cup, there are 7 cups there, 7 candles, and each one needed a half a leug. Half a leug for each ner. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rebbe v'kokashle. Rebbe was sitting there and it bothered him. Why did you have to, this cup that contains the revius, they also had to anoint every keli, so they made it holy. L'chayda, what did they use the cup for? We just said for seita. What water did they use for a seita? The water from the kiyah. The water is already holy. So why do you need to make the cup holy? Holy. And when it comes to a nazir, it was for the bread, it didn't have to be holy. Says the Gemara, he's bothered. Lama nimshcha, why did they have to anoint this cup? All the clay mikdash had to smear oil on it with the shana mishcha. If it's for the mitzayda was all done outside. Okay, the seita was going. He's saying that it was all done outside.
Yes, and it's the mission itself, which would have to be this measurement.
Same thing, yeah.
Take all the water and glass.
Yeah, you're right from the bird. The chutz was done outside. Rashi says all his activities were done in Shaar Nikanor. Unfortunately, we asked. Shaar Nikanor was only the last part. That's only the last stage. The first stage is the Mercedes way out there in his house over there. They start over there. But he nazir lechem. No, he's a nazir. What makes the bread of a nazir holy? We already had before. The shechting of the korban makes it holy. B'shechitas ayilu de kodesh. So why did you have to make that measuring cup holy? On the b'chia, Rabchia said shebo hayamoided, that they used to use this measuring cup, the quarter of a leg, lechavise koyin gadol. To the Chavisik Kohen Gadol, how? Revi is Shemen lechol chal v'chal. Remember, they needed 1.5 leg in for the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon. There were 6 chalas in the morning, 6 chalas in the afternoon. So each chala was a quarter of a leg. So therefore, that's what they needed, a quarter of a leg. Says the Gemara, Rebbe was so happy. Kori Le, Rebbe used the following pasuk to describe his sheer joy. And he said that me'eretz merchok from a distant land, Ish Atzasi comes my advisor. Because Abchia, like Rav, came from Bavel. And Abchia was Rav's uncle. His family's from Bavel and he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he gave me such a good answer. Okay, what's Chatzi Loig Mahi Mishamish? We said before, Chatzi Loig was for a Seita. So Yosef Rebbe sat in again. He had a problem with Kokashalei Chatzi Loig. Why did I make it all the East Seita? V'chichulinu the Tzich L'gushay Mayim Toishim Ksiv. They used the water from the Kiel, like we said before. So why do you have to make the keli holy? The water is already holy water. And he told you, we said a half a leg, a quarter of a leg is for the shalmei nazir, but I'm told you for a half a leg. Knew there is a shechita again that makes it holy. Had before lach me told you, b'shechita told you the kachi when you shech the animal became holy. So Rebbe son Reb Shimon said, sheboy hoya mechalek chatzi leg shem lechol nevene. You know why you need a half a leg? for the Menaida, each candlestick had their own what do you call it? Needed a half a net. Half a leg. Each one needed a half a leg. So the Gemara, so Rebbe said, Amalai, Rebbe was full of praises today. Neri Yisrael Kachaya, you light for Israel, this is what it is. It's amazing. See how Rebbe, how a parent naturally has this this nepotism here, or does it naturally have, you know, Rebbe Chi gave a brilliant answer, and his son.
This Neri Yisrael is actually not a posik.
No, he's calling him with that title. Yeah. The part, I mean, they say euphemistically, because we're talking about Neri Menoida, so he's, you know, it's like a pun. So he's saying Neri Yisrael. On the other hand, you see, L'chayda, with the praise that he gave to his own son, was far better than the praise he gave to Rav Chiya. And even though they both said the same thing, they both gave him a good answer. Anyway.
Because there was a worry, because it was the unpleasant thing when Rabbi was appointing his successor.
The son, mean Abchama, he made a yeshiva and a beisa. Okay, so but this is before, he's still alive. He passed the tissues. Okay. Okay, talk about the Menaida, some interesting things. Omar. Even though in Chanukah we say that kofsa ain't zakuklo, that means if the candle gets extinguished, you don't have to relight it again. However, when it comes to if the candle extinguished in the middle, you have to relight it. And what do you do? Relight it? You don't just relight it. Nidashin hashemen, nidashin apsila. They got to clean it out. Remove the wick, the remnants of the wick, and by the same token, they already remove the remnants of the oil. They remove everything. Kate said, "I said, what do you do? Mativa, you clean it out. Venoisin by shaman, you bring in new oil. No, you throw all the contents. You dispose of all the contents that's inside the candlestick over there, the candle holder, and you get dispose of it all. You throw it out, and then you put a new oil and a new wick, and you light it." Yosef Reb Zrika v'kavaboyle. So Reb Zrika was sitting there, and he had an interesting question. Or Reb Zeda sat there, and he had a question. Kishunoisin by shaman, when he puts oil in there. Okay, let's say 1 o'clock in the morning, the light went out, so they have to relight it, rekindle it. So how much oil do you put in now? Do you put in the full share, which is the chatzi loig? Or do you see, you work out, well, 6 hours left to go, I only need half. And you put in just put in as much oil as you need in the requirement till the light in the morning. You put in the original amount, how much is still missing, that's what you put in. Rabbi Meir says, "Pshita, that's for sure. They can meet the Rishayna. That is for sure. You put in the full amount. And what's my raya? The e kama shechosra. Because if you're going to put in how much is left, how in the world do you know how much oil to put in? If let's say you need it to burn until 7 o'clock in the morning, how do you know 3 o'clock at night how much oil you have to put in? Is 4 o'clock? How do you know?" My chis, how much is missing? Maybe there's a way of measuring it. If so, sheva midas, nafish l'midas tuva. Then you should have 100,000 midas for every minute. In other words, if you're going to say, well, 3 o'clock, I need so much, 3/4 of a log. So you should have a keli for 3/4. If it's 4 o'clock, I only need a third. You should have a keli for 1/3 of a log, and so on and so forth. Can't be. Since we're talking about praises, he decided to praise him as well. And he praised Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He says, "V'hadorcha, and your splendor, tzlach, should be successful. Rechav, you will ride on dvar emes, on the word of truth. V'anova tzedek, and your humbleness is right." So Rabbi Zeira actually uses Rabbi Yirmiyahu asking the questions. Here, Rabbi Zeira asked the question, and he praised Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Says, "Well, right." A candle that extinguished, nidoshen hashemen, the nidoshen hapsila, that we said before, you clean it all out. Keitad, oise, mativa, the noisen boshemen, kimidir shayna, umadliki, put in exactly what it was before and you light it. Our Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav Sheishes, Neir Sheben Migdash, Aprokim Haver, Rabbi Yehuda Sheishes, that the candle in the base of Migdash shall prokim. Now, normally when we say shall prokim in Masechet Shabbos, we had a number of times, it's part. That's not what it means here at all. Because it says in Migdash Achas, Zov Toi, it has to be one piece. one ignorant. Over here, prakim means an amazing thing. Look at Rashi, or the thing doing the top Rashi. Shall prakim haya? Shall chulyas, which sound like parts? Loisha haya yochel, right parallel to the Gemara. Loisha yochel litla. Not that they come apart like a Lego set. Elamin hamenoida atzmo yanedis. No, it had to be one piece with the menoida to receive miksha. Elahainu shall prakim. You know what prakim over here means? Shahoyu hakanim, the branches. Shabahem hanoidas kvuim, the branches. You know the branches there that held these cups there on top. Dakim harbe was so thin. Vahayochel lekayfen. You know, 24 carats is very elastic. That's why I have 18 carats. You have to mix some alloy to make it a bit stronger. It was so flexible that they could bend each branch down. They were able to take each branch, pull it down, yank it down, turn it upside down, so they can clean it up and then put it back up. That's what Shechulius Brocky means. And then pick it back up. An amazing thing. So it's like 24 karat gold. It was pure gold. So therefore, it was very flexible. I think in Australia, the average gold is 9 carat. Yeah, very seldom. Here's 9. I think in America it's 12, whatever. You have to ask for 18. Okay.
But he always put something in it to make it stronger.
Yeah. Well, 18 carat also has something in it.
That was when you buy a piece of jewelry or something, it's got a bit of an alloy.
You do. So even 18 carats has a bit of an alloy. The question is how much.
So if you then want, for instance, a pure gold bar or whatever, they melt it all down and get all that out to get the pure gold.
Okay. But 24 carat? I don't think you can buy 24 carats. 24 carats is basically pure gold.
24 carat, is it?
It's pure gold, I think so, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, you can buy bars, you can buy the gold bars.
Yep. Get back to your mother.
You can go in Ballarat, you can see they do a gold pour every day.
They do? Okay. I know, I went looking for gold. Fair enough. You want to write Omar Abshayshin Neshim Misha Prokmaksova? He holds Kiksi when it says Kikur Umiksha Amenoid Veneda Serks. If he holds that, not only the Menoid itself, but also the cups where you held the oil and everything else, those are part of the night is one piece. Keeping them above your Hatoda, since you have to clean them out, since they're all one piece, you have to clean them out. Elav the Prokmav, they weren't, you know, flexible. So Prokm has a different type here. According to Rashi, first shot Rashi. Yeah, second another shot, but the first shot. Second shot Rashi is talking about the cover of the thing. But first, it means flexible. Have la have metaivele. You couldn't really clean it properly. Because otherwise, you can't turn it over. You can pick up the whole menorah and turn it upside down. It doesn't work because you have to have the name of it if it's still burning. So, how are you going to clean up properly? This way, you can bend it over, yank it down, and you can clean up. Then, right, the Meisah asks a question and says, Ketzer Oise, says the Braise, how do you do it? Misalka. Sounds like you remove the candle cup, the cups. You place them in another place. No, but it's removable. And you wash them, and you place oil in Madlika, and you bring it back, and you light it. So the Chayyim is going on there. You said it's all one piece. Here, Mefedish is a separate piece. He was like another town. They wouldn't move it from its place. So what are you saying to me? They said they didn't move it. Sounds like they wanted to, they could have, but they shouldn't. They never moved in place. So the machlek is tanoim whether it's all one piece or not. Uman chachamim, who was the chachamim? Rablozer is Rablozer. The tani Rablozer, but Rabsadik goimer kemintas shel zov hoyelo al gaba. They had some kind of a cover on top of it. Every candle had a cover. No, but they used to like we have in a nice chanukah. You have a little cover that you have on top of each one with a hole in the middle so it can breathe. Kishumativa, when you want to clean it, so that's the part that's movable. You want to clean it, you press towards the middle, so the oil can pour out. And kishumativa, when you want to put oil in it, you squeeze it out towards the front, so you have the hole wider, you can put oil in. So this whole thing is a machlek is tanaim. Look at tanaim. Tanaim, we learned menoida, veneida, ser, boys, menakika, side the menoida, side the candlesticks, all come from one piece of gold. The ein milkecher, michtesem, menakika. However, the milkecher, which usually means the tongues, and machtesem usually means like the little shovels, they are not coming from that piece, which is very hard to understand. How could it be? If it's all one piece, how in the world do you use the tongues if it's attached to the menoida? So maybe milkecher here means something else. I'm not sure what else it could mean.
Maybe it means that you don't. That you could have a swallow to say that when you start with this clump of gold, to make the menorah, the Malkachim should come out of that clump of gold.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe they did. Is that what he's trying to say? He doesn't have to be one piece. We're talking about one piece here. He says, "Neder said, boy, even a kicker, and they remain that way." The emir says, "I mean, a kicker." And what's wrong if it did came from the kicker? If it means that, just came from it and it went separate, why not? Sounds like you're not supposed to, why not? He says that only Meneira, but not the cups that held the oil. Says Machlekes. If the cups are removed, that Bryce says you removed and put in the oil holes, it was not one piece. I don't know what it is. But Mike and Mifkli, they're arguing in the Pshat and the Pasik. Bahaikra, the Tanya we learned, Kikar Zov Tor Yas Oisa, you should make it one chunk of gold, you should make it. And then it says, and also all these Kalim. It says Yas Oisa, you should make it. What's Oisa it? Lamdenu Lemonida Shabom and a kicker. The Meneda comes in one piece. Menayin Lerabbis Neda say, I know to include also the holders for the oil and the Kabbalahimir, said the Pasik and the fight in the same Pasik, as Kola Kalim, all of these Kalim. What else is included? Obviously, it means the things that held the cups. Yochal Nimarbe, maybe I should also include Af Milkeche or Machtis, Kabbalahimir. Oisa, only that came, it was one piece and not the rest. It must be another Taish of Milkechaim. Must be something else. Because how can you think? Unless, because we said before, it's so flexible, you can have maybe the Milka Chaim part of the Meneda, but because it's so flexible, you can pick up the tongues and use it to remove things and so on. It had to be close to the top somewhere. No, I mean, L'cheda, because no, how else is it going to work? Sorry? No insert, it's one piece. If it's one piece... And the other opinion says the cup was separate and you're made out of gold, they just put it in. Yeah. We're looking for a pasuk here. That's what they're arguing, how to understand a certain pasuk in the Torah. Which says, oh, it's against the marble. Okay. Tamla is the Nechemia. Fedi Gemara, so here Rabbi Nechemia says that the Meneda and what do you call it? And the kalim holding it is all one piece. Kashi the Rambam before Rambam Nechemia said that Meneda, that the Nedas were not part of the Meneda. It's Chastir Rambam Nechemia. So you must say tonight leave Rambam Nechemia. Two opinions how Rambam Nechemia said. Fine. Rambam Shimon Kachoyim Meneda Bama Nakike. The Meneda comes from one piece of gold. The Ein Milka Chel Machtesa Vin Neda Seh Bama Nakike. But I hold that nothing else came from that one piece. The I Velam and Akam Galay. But said Fajr Pesuk Es Kolak Kalim Eila. Sounds like all of these kalim also came from one piece. All it means is that they were also made out of gold, but not that they were made out of the same chunk, the same ignorant. Kalim shazav. For the Gemara, zav behedik si. But in another pasuk, it says, "Vasisas neidaser." You should make this neidaser shiva seven. The hell is neidaser, and it says over there, "Over panel." Should all be facing in the middle. Then it says, "Panel umalkecher umachteser zohav toyer." If to teach you that it's made out of gold, we reign off of another pasuk all made out of gold. If it says he has kol hakelim eila, it means that it should not only be made out of gold, but that it should be one piece. No, it's talking about the top of the nedus. It's talking about the top of the nedus. What do you mean the top of the nedus? Have mean, I would have thought. Hoyu lepi nedus, the top of the nedus. Ashchuri mishchi get black. No, the chiddush. No, it's talking about gold. It's not part of the meneda. And the Torah is telling you, I want you to make the cups that hold the thing. I want you made out of gold. You can ask me a question. It says right another pasuk made out of gold. I need to learn from Meneda. We're talking about the top of these kalim, the top, the cover. What happens when it burns? It gets all black. So I would have thought, since the Torah has achmanas, we learned a few times right in this pesachta, the Torah has so much achmanas and yiddish geld. So maybe the top part is that use brass, use fake gold. You don't have to use real gold because you're going to be cleaning it all the time. It's a big job. Because it becomes black. So I would have thought the levit gazav koldu. You know, use a little bit of gold. You don't really need gold. Just a drop of gold maybe is good enough. You don't need pure gold. Maybe use 9-carat gold instead of 24-carat gold. Kamashalon. Therefore, we need to learn from that. It has to be 100% gold. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you, Marcus.